Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Noah says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, who do we got this week?
Jimmy wanted me to do it as Andy Reid, so let me fill up on some Tex-Mex egg rolls and sing.
Love those.
I ain't gonna go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Word play.
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get up to do some of those rays. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing.
Jamaican black
sunshine
pepper shrimp.
Sunshine day. Everybody sees
vanilla bean.
So happy today.
Cheesecake.
It's a sunshine day.
Smell mommy. Mm.
Hey, Paul.
How are you doing?
What do you actually have in your mouth there? You do have something. It looks like a Fig Newton.
Or a big fig bar.
Oh, I like those. Those are good.
Yeah, not bad.
Jim knows Jim has a different Patriots hat on every show.
He does have a ton of gear. It's true.
I got a buddy of mine that works for New Era, so every time I come home, I have like a new one. I have like 50 of these.
Yeah, where do you keep all your gear? It's a good question.
Oh, my wife wants to choke me. She said, can you give them to the homeless or something? They're all over the house.
Wife wants to, that didn't take long, did it?
No. A handful of months. No,
that's why they got married. All right. Paul Perillo, Patriots.com in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Pablo, state of the team. How do you feel about it right now?
Kind of the same as I felt for a while. I think the defense is still pretty good, but the offense just is searching for answers.
Are you surprised it's not getting better?
A little bit, yeah. It's generally the way it's gone, you know, around here is that, you know, you see some problems, we all identify them, and usually, you know, the coaching staff does a better job of improving things. I've been saying for a while, I just am not sure that there's enough talent to overcome the problems. I don't want to, at the risk of you guys attacking me like you did Big Boy yesterday. I didn't like the way you treated my friend Greg yesterday.
I feel he was the abusive one. But anyway.
I would say I'd probably fall somewhere in between. I don't want to absolve Brady of all the throws. And, you know, one in particular and I thought Greg's breakdown, I really enjoyed that, you know, listening to you guys yesterday. The one where he said, well, you got fooled on. Well, that's on the quarterback. When the quarterback gets fooled, that's on the quarterback.
Yes,
now,
agreed.
That's on Myers.
The Dorsett one in the end zone and the Myers one in the end zone. I mean, those are both totally on the receivers.
That's on Myers.
So on Dorsett it was?
Oh, yeah. He just stopped.
Why do you think?
He just
Without
stopped running.
Question.
Like, that to me, that play was very reminiscent of many other plays that we've seen with Hogan. Think back to the AFC champ?
Amendola.
Jacksonville, right? Amendola. Same kind of play. He was expecting him to continue along the back line in the end zone and You guys have seen, I'm not giving you any information. Yeah. You guys have seen all the clips. Everybody and their brother now is an all-22 guy. I'm not an all-22 guy, okay? But you see the routes and where they're supposed to end up, and they're not always ending up there. That doesn't mean that Brady hasn't made mistakes. And I think that's what happens. It becomes, you know, it's like back in the day when you and I used to fight all the time. It was Drew, you know, you were Drew guy or a Tom guy. Why can't you say that Brady's great? Drew was okay, but Brady was great. You know, and he was better. No, Drew sucks. You know, there's just nothing. Yeah. You can't just be in between.
See, I'm trying to be in between. I'm just fighting for Brady's slice of it because I think people always want to protect that superstar quarterback. So I totally acknowledge there's a blend, and it's more on the weapons than it is on Brady. I just want Brady to be completely absolved. And what I've arrived at, and Maz sort of hit on this too with the coaching. The point is, Paul, is that there were plays there to be made. Okay, so it's beyond just lack of talent. Yes, there's a lack of talent, but if Dorsett had just done what Brady thought he was going to do, that's 7 points. And there were a couple, you know, in cuts to Myers that Brady drilled to the ground because they thought he was going to squat versus zone, but he thought it was man. So the play was there. Even if Jacoby Myers lacks talent, that play was there. Fourth and one to Mohamed Sanu. They should have picked that up. That play was there. So, yes, they lack some talent, but even in the midst of that lack of talent, the plays are there.
But here's my point is in the past, they weren't always perfect. You know, maybe Sanu dropped the fourth and inches play in the past, but the next time they got the ball, they went down and scored. Their margin for error now, because of the diminished talent, the lack of weaponry, is so much smaller that you get stopped on a play like that, and it really damages the game. You know, Harry, I think back to that Houston playoff game, the Brock Osweiler game, right? We always have names for the games. Everybody knows exactly what you're talking about now, right? Brock Osweiler game here in the divisional round. Michael Floyd, very similar to that play. Quick slant, wasn't where he was supposed to be, picked off twice. What was the final score of that game?
42-14
or something? You know, it was maybe a little bit tougher than we all anticipated because they were a little sloppy with the ball, but they were so good it didn't matter. Now, you throw that pick, it goes from 3-0 with the ball to down 7-3, and he's flipping his helmet on the sideline because they can't overcome that stuff anymore.
Okay, they or he?
All of them.
Okay, so this to me is one of the real fundamental issues. Brady doesn't believe in it.
Oh, I don't. I think that he has been. I heard you guys talking about Tommy's piece too, and I think you're right because this is kind of stuff that we were talking about down there back in August. You know, in the know-it-all tent, we have all the answers. Just to, you know, Matt Smith, who's my guy back at for the Patriots with Kraft Sports Productions, he calls us the know-it-all tent, and it's the best name ever.
It's where the media sits to watch the training camp practices,
and we are all Stadler and Waldorf. You call this a Super Bowl team? You know, we all have all the answers, but we all watched, and we all said they don't complete any passes in practice. And at the time, we were like, well, maybe this defense is really good. Come to find out, the defense was really good, but the offense was kind of bad too.
So, to me, though, there's something wrong where now that's 5 months ago, right? They start in July, so August, September, October, November, December. We're talking 4 or 5 months,
right?
And Brady looks out to Philip Dorsett, not a kid who's been with the team a couple of years and been in the league for a handful of years. Brady looks out at Philip Dorsett and gives him a little gun signal there. This is the Orlovsky cut we were talking about, yesterday, gives him a little hitch and go sign. And Dorsett's like, huh? And runs a totally wrong route. 4 months, 5 months into the year for a guy who's been here and has been in the league. There's something wrong with that. Is that Brady? Is that Dorsett? Is that the coaching? It's all of it. It's we blame Pye, whoever you want. The net result is there's something wrong there. And I'm surprised that we're in December and we're still having that.
And Tony, I agree with your point about Tom in that people all talk about the cliff, and I haven't really seen a tremendous amount of physical decline. I'm sure there are things that he can't do now that he could maybe 5 years ago, but very minimal. But what you're talking about, I think the lack of patience, lack of faith. I think that's evident, and I don't really mind that he, is trying to get the most out of these receivers and he's frustrated with them and he's showing, I don't mind that, but it doesn't seem to be working. So I think he might need to find another way.
I mean, I think they got to dumb the thing down, simplify it, simple offense. And so, well, that's not the way we do it here. Too bad. You got to change it. It's not working. They're not getting it. And so there's a disconnect there between the quarterback and the pass catchers. And so dumb it down, get a field goal, and get off the effing field. And then let the defense do the job. And if you've got to win 23-20 or you've got to win 17-16, so effing be it.
Well, I think that's what I think that's the way they win.
I know.
17-16 is how they have to win.
I just don't feel like they've dumbed it down yet, Paul. That's all. And I think they're still trying to be, the Patriots offense with the complexity and all the root tree and being able to make the judgment on the fly. And you got to see what the defense is doing. These guys can't handle that yet.
You think there are elements of that in every system? I mean, you can't just go out there and do one thing.
You run a slant. You run a 10-yard out.
It's not like our Thanksgiving Day games that we play on our own.
But Maz's point, you understand. Brady's 20 years into the thing and thinks at this level.
Absolutely.
His receivers can't get there. Absolutely. I mean, it's obvious.
And if Brady doesn't want to dumb it down, too bad. Tom, you got to dumb it down. If you want to win, do you want to win or not? Like, that's the conversation, and I'm sure it's happened. But, you do sense some frustration there, I think, with McDaniels, too.
Now that I think of it, the two adjustments that, his guys didn't make. So Dorsett ran the wrong route. Brady wanted a hitch and go. And then the one that he threw his helmet on and got all mad at is that Jacoby Myers didn't continue down the right sideline.
Yeah.
Even if those guys ran the wrong right, ran the right route, were those things going to be complete? Those are low percentage 30-yard balls down the sidelines. Like, those are shot plays. I don't like that decision by Brady, and now that I'm thinking about it. Like,
well, the one to Myers was a broken play. He scrambled out. He avoided He avoided the pressure, scrambled, and Myers just continued to the sideline and was covered. Uncover yourself is basically what Brady is saying.
Yeah.
And in that case, continue up the sideline. I'll lay it out to you and see if we can make a play. Certainly not a decision that you want to say, well, let's see if we can go out and up and maybe catch them on a fade. That wasn't the plan.
The Dorsett one, they're in field goal range, and Brady's like, let's, you know, take a shot.
The series at the end of the half?
Yeah.
I hated that series.
Right.
I didn't understand. Let's go all the way back. There was a lot of weird Patriots things Sunday night. Go back to when Houston had the ball at the end of the half there, and they were back, I think, inside their 10.
Yeah.
And the first down play resulted in a short run, and Bill doesn't call timeout. He had all three timeouts.
He's done that a couple times this year.
Just, you know what it's conceding.
Telling you? Yeah, he did.
I don't have faith in my offense.
Absolutely.
Is what he's telling you.
Yeah, no. Listen, I mean, what was the game? Was it Philadelphia where they ran the ball three times and then punted it? And it was like, I want my defense on the field at the end of the game.
See, now, the way it worked out, Mike, you're absolutely right. They ended up getting the ball back. They had two timeouts, plenty of time to still move. They got to the 39-yard line still with plenty of time. And then couldn't get any closer. So that was frustrating. But I thought that was weird that Bill didn't call a timeout there on that.
Okay, series. We'll get your thoughts out there on the team. I want Paul's thoughts. Any more leakage there from the defense? Thoughts on that as well. And we're going to give away Patriots tickets next segment. Let's give the people their final clue, Murray, shall we?
All right, let's hear from Andy Reid again. The game is what's in. Listen closely for the clue.
What?
Oh, no, here we go. Sorry. Here we go.
Coach, third down. What do you want me to run?
Okay. This one's going to be big. We're going to go gun brown right 74. Oh, my God. I need that crusted chicken Romano. Who doesn't love cheese crusted chicken?
All right, so you need to have the exact order from all three clues.
Okay, so he's ordered three things off the cheesecake menu. The last one was the crusted chicken Romano. We're not going to give you the other two. You had to have been listening. That's the whole point.
Right.
So we're going to reward those who have been listening and penalize those who just tuned in, because that's not how we play this game.
I thought this wasn't supposed to actually be a contest.
Shh. Just.
Mad.
Would you please? It's, we're almost through this thing.
Oh, sorry. Was I not supposed
it's
to?
It's not a contest. We're not. We've given you the answers. It's not like this isn't trivia. We've given you the answers. We've just given them to you at different times. Would you please? What are you doing?
What's Andy ordering? What's he ordering? What's he ordering?
I don't know how you go to Cheesecake Factory and not get cheesecake.
So when we cue you at 4:30, you have to give us the three menu items. This might, I don't know if we rank our different, you know, Ticket Weasel giveaways. This is up there or down there, and depending on how you really look at it. The third one is the crusted chicken Romano. That one I will give you. What were the previous two? You have to give us all three when we cue you at 4:30. Maz, please don't say anything. Here comes just a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Tugger Maz.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boston's home for sports. Fill your mess. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I think patience is something that I know everybody wants everything to be, you know, a finished product, and you know, we do too. But at the same time, you have to understand there's going to be a process, and we're going to try to stick to it. We have to be committed to it, and we know that it's productive when we stay the course and continue to coach the right things and fix the right things, and then the players go out and make corrections, and then they have success with it. And once they make the corrections and have success with it, then they gain confidence in it, and they start to trust each other more. And there's no shortcut to that. I think our guys are trying really hard. I have absolutely zero issue with our effort and the desire to do it right. And I think that that's what everybody's working towards. I love the attitude that our guys take into each practice and each opportunity to get better.
That's Josh McDaniels yesterday. Is he speaking to someone other than the media there, Maz, when he talks about patience and no shortcuts and things of this nature?
I mean, it feels to me like a comment like that is directed at Brady. It's just, you know, there's no shortcuts. We got to work through it. We got to fight through it. So stop being a little baby, Tom. Like, that, you know, and again, I'm obviously dramatizing it.
You think?
But I think that that's effectively what he's saying. There's no shortcuts. The guys are trying. What more do you want? Like, you know, and so this does, when you hear McDaniel say it, it does introduce, you know, whether there's a little tension there. Like, Tom, they're trying. We'll figure it out. Just keep going. I also wonder if on some level, and then maybe this is us, but I wonder if on some level it's, you got to work it, you got to repeat it, you know, you got to do it over and over in practice, you got to do it in games, and where were you at OTAs?
Yeah, so I wonder about that too, okay? So not just OTAs, but I don't know. So we're not there at practice. We have no way of knowing.
Right.
But how are their practices? I mean, because there's something not right with Brady and his receivers, and it's not getting better. So are they practicing well? Or are they practicing on the same page? Like, what's going on there every day at practice would be my question.
You know, and that was part when, Tony, when you were making the, they got to dumb it down. And I get what you're saying, but for me, it's more about, I think what Tom has to do differently is he has to work through the bumpy periods. Like, okay, so the kid didn't do a good job of using his body to shield Bradley Roby, and the pass ended up getting picked. And throw the ball to him the rest of the game. So now you go to the next game, and he's in that same spot. I would have felt better. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the plastic yards and the, you know, the garbage time offense. But in this particular case, if they had scored two garbage time touchdowns and it was Myers for 15 and Harry for 12 and touchdown on the back shoulder to throw Harry in the, I would say, I think they can build
on that. That's a good point, yeah. Paul.
But what did they do?
No, it was White and Edelman. White and Edelman. At the end of that game, it was White and Edelman. The Texans backed off, and it was White and Edelman.
You know, like, I would feel better if they continued to get these new pieces. Let's keep working at it, Tom. Maybe you'll throw another pick. This game is lost. I get it. I mean, it was almost a miracle, but the game was largely lost. And they told you that it was lost by the fact that they were huddling up in the fourth quarter. Right?
We never touched on that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Why was that deliberate?
Unbelievable.
I would rather have had him on the sideline, quite frankly. I thought it was an immense pain on one of those catches over the middle. Like, I think there was something to be gained. Last year, I was guilty of sort of blowing off the offensive explosiveness in that, like, week 16 game against the Jets. I was like, it's the Jets. It's Bryce Petty. I mean, it's like 44-3, whatever the game was. What can you take from that? Well, evidently, they took a lot from it. That told them that they can be successful doing it the way they started to do it. And they built on that and had a couple of good games in the playoffs. That mattered. So I'm not going to dismiss garbage time production if it was like Harry and Myers.
Mike, you raise a good point, though, which is Brady in the games has been acting like a two-year-old. Okay, he's the little tantrums and everything else. And again, I'm not telling you Brady's the source of the problem, but the body language is evident. It's apparent to everybody. What if he is doing the same thing in practice? Like, then the practices are going nowhere.
I mean, they're not getting better. They're not getting any more on the same page. And it just feels like, you know, even the veteran guys, Brady can't communicate to his guys where he wants them to be. They don't see the same thing. He can't communicate to him pre-snap where he wants him to be. And when he does, they miss it or don't know what he's talking about.
Right.
And that feels, you know, we use that dysfunction word. I don't feel the organization is dysfunctional or the team, but the Brady receiver thing is a little dysfunctional.
Yeah, and when it happens, right, when Myers doesn't run to space or Or
Dorsett doesn't make the read. Right.
Does Brady throw his hands up and say, this isn't going to work?
Can you imagine seeing a Patriot team come to the line for a two-point conversion and
not have two plays?
They didn't give us the look we wanted. I guess we can't run the play.
That's a little dysfunctional. And again,
he bit his tongue on that one. Brady did. There's more to that.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I mean, there probably is. You're probably right.
Like, what do you mean?
Something we'll never know.
When I say he bit his tongue, yeah, you know, the way he answered the question, yeah, I didn't get the look I wanted. Like, it was, to me, there was something unsaid there, which is maybe he said, well, I wanted to change the play, but these knuckleheads at wide receiver can't figure it out.
Yeah, that might be something like that.
You know, and again,
good point, T.
So because there's no way with Tom Brady, a quarterback, they go to the line and say, if you get a certain look, take a 5-yard penalty.
That is dysfunctional. That is dysfunctional that you see a run heavy look and can't audible to a pass when you're not going to call a timeout. That's dysfunctional. That is. Maybe that word is more applicable than I thought. Let me give this to Paul real quick, because I wanted to ask him, but I'll let Guy in Boston do it for me. Go ahead, Guy.
Michael, I want to ask you one question. How come you guys aren't talking about defense? They played 8 tomato cans, quarterbacks that couldn't be on the South Boston Chippewa Park team. And Harry Carson, Kyle Banks, and Lawrence Taylor are going to be on the sidelines. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your thoughts on the Patriots' defense, Paulie?
Yeah, I don't think it was great in this game. And on paper, it doesn't look as bad because, the yards, the first downs, all those things were sort of in check. But I thought Houston drove the ball pretty effectively when they needed to. I thought they did a really good job. We've been talking about this, the three of us, and certainly on our shows on Patriots.com. Get those linebackers in coverage. It does two things. One, they're not great in coverage. Two, they're not coming after your quarterback. So I thought they did a good job using the tight ends, the running backs, changing things up. I thought Watson was terrific, against those blitzes of identifying where he needed to go with the ball. Collinsworth said it a million times during the game. How many times he did a good job of recognizing where the single coverage was going to be. This is the difference when you play a quarterback with a clue.
And does it give you pause going forward that they're not going to be able to win some of these games on defense like we thought?
I think it's really hard to win against good teams just on defense. There's examples of teams that have done it. I think it's really hard to consistently win 17-13.
I mean, if you go by the numbers, like to what Paul was saying, they gave up, do you know they gave up only 276 yards?
Yeah, the yards weren't terrible.
Right?
If you look on paper in this game, the Patriots dominated it.
Right, but again, that's because
a lot of plastic yards at the end.
Correct.
Total garbage at the end of the game.
Correct.
I mean, it meant nothing. But so here's what I look at. Houston went 6-for-11 on third down.
Yep.
And in the Baltimore game, the Ravens went 6-for-11 on third and fourth down. That's 55%. This team typically is holding teams at 20.
Yeah, they're
right?
Number one in the league. On
right,
third
and that even includes those two games. If you take those two games out, the number's in the low teens, for crying out loud. So 55% against you on third down, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. It's just that is not good enough. And not to mention the red zone scores. They get down there, they score. If they're putting up touchdowns and they're going 6-for-11
you're
on
right.
third down, you're porked. You're done.
Okay.
It's over.
We continue with your thoughts. Chris and Peabody waiting patiently. Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right. So I just want to get on the Brady talk. So first of all, I just want to talk about how Gronk is in here. Obviously, we all know that. But he was the best blocking tight end in the league. Every single time, not every single time, 50% of the time he go down the field, he's chipping their best pass rusher. It's giving Brady an extra second and a half to throw the ball. Secondly, we've never run into this problem where Edelman is getting double teamed constantly all game. Texans had a great game plan. They really did.
Chris, so what's your point?
I'm saying Brady ain't going anywhere. This team is going to be fine. It's tough right now. It's understandable. There's rookie receivers around. He's giving Dorsett the gun, and he's not getting it. I just want to say Paul Perillo has great points.
Okay, I'm going to let you get you all over the map. I'm sorry, all over the map.
He cuts him off when the guy said, I made great points.
Well, I especially didn't want to hear that.
See how that goes.
No, but what the caller's missing is Brady is, the subject line in his call said he's got to adjust to life without Gronkowski. I don't think he wants to.
Yes, I agree with you.
This, to me, is the real issue, is that there's now this transition again. There's this change. And Brady doesn't want to do it anymore. He doesn't want to do it. I'm done. I'm done working with you guys. I'm done covering your ass.
Paul Perillo is joining us in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Paulo is brought to you by Franklin Pierce University. As a Raven, you can fly higher and achieve your academic goals while opening doors to internships and job placement opportunities. Visit franklinpierce.edu, one university, boundless opportunities.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, this whole thing, Paul, Maz's point about dumbing down the offense. Think they need to do that?
I don't like the term, and I think I understand what Tony's larger point is, so I'm not necessarily attacking him. But no, I don't.
Well, it's attacking. He's out of the room right now, so it's a perfect opportunity. That's why I'm bringing it up.
I don't like the idea of dumbing it down.
How about simplifying it? Is that a better way to put it?
I just think that Tom needs to be a little bit more patient with it. And like I said, if someone makes a mistake, go back to them. And I do think there have been some examples, and you know, again, I'm not an all-22 guy. I don't pretend to be. But it seems like some of these young guys tend to do the same things wrong. Error repeaters, they say. Like, you know, I think Malcolm Mitchell talked about this like a month ago with Mike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just sort of when you figure out what you're doing wrong, make sure that that's not the thing you do wrong again. You know, don't be an error repeater. And I think that they've had some examples with Harry and Myers and the young guys and even Dorsett, which probably shouldn't happen.
So, you know, interestingly enough, Maz, who's now re-entered our Town Fair Tire Studios.
Sorry, I'd expect you to rip me when I'm not here.
It's okay. No.
I tried to protect you.
It's like 101.
They said no.
Oh, yeah, it's the first rule.
Talk radio 101. He's gone. Let's go.
You're not there, you get killed.
So Andy Reid did his conference call this week, and Maz was reading the transcript. And, so let's hear from the real Andy Reid. This is very ironic. The real Andy Reid, I don't think he's eating here at the time, but, you know, so he's on the conference call with Patriots media, and they ask him a very pertinent question. Let's hear it.
Have you ever or would you ever adjust your system to maybe make it easier for those guys that might be having it a hard time, might be having a hard time in terms of the understanding, or it's just you got to get on the train while it's moving, and, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work?
Yeah, so you set me up good on that one. That was good. That's a good job. Yes, you do. I mean, as a coach, that's your challenge, right? That's what you're going to try to get the best out of your guys and put them in situations where they can achieve. And then what you're also going to do, utilize their strengths, try to take their weaknesses and make them strengths. And sometimes the only way to do that is with experience. But you try to do that. Yeah, you try to exploit their strengths and then get better at what they're weak at.
So, Maz, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so again, that's the second of two questions, right? And it's not worth playing. But the first question related to young receivers, what is the key to getting them to contribute early? And Reid gave an answer, and then you heard the follow-up, and I think it was Phil Perry. And he says, oh, I see where you're going with this, right? So, yes, there are times where absolutely I have to dumb it down to get these guys to be able to contribute in the short term while we're cultivating them for the long term. I think that's where they are. And I mean the Patriots now, we're in week 14 here. It hasn't gotten any better. And so at this stage, Paul, I hear you. I just think that if this is it for Brady, Like, if we're really down to the final days and weeks of Tom Brady's career in New England, what the hell are we doing integrating young guys right now? Put Harry on the sidelines. Put Myers on the sidelines. Unless there's an injury and you have to have a guy on the field. You've got three other receivers. You've still got Edelman. You've still got Sanu. You've still got Dorsett. You've still got Watson and, to a degree, Lacoste. Okay? And you've got two backs out of the backfield that can catch the ball in White and Burkhead. So why do we have to beat our heads against the wall here for the final 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And I think that's what Reed's answer was to me, was find the things that they do well and accentuate the strengths and do your best to cover up the weaknesses. Not necessarily let's rip these pages out of the playbook because they can't do them. No, it's figure out what your rookie can do and have him do that. And I think that what the problem with Harry is they haven't been able to identify that because he missed half the season. And again, I felt like this the moment that they put him on IR. I do not expect anything really, you know, substantial from him this season. That doesn't mean I'm writing him off forever, but I think it's a tall ask for him to come in and suddenly you're going to expect him to catch 25, 30 passes in the last half of the season. I don't think that's going to happen.
But he won't even look at him.
No, Mike, two things quickly. Like, for all the people that mark Andy Reid, you've said this, but I just want to accentuate it for the importance of it. You believe that he is a good offensive coach?
Oh, yeah, terrific.
Okay, so again, let's just whittle down the question. Have you or would you ever adjust your system to make it easier for those guys that might be having a hard time in terms of the understanding? His reply, yes, you do.
Yeah, now read the rest.
Okay, but then he says, as a coach, that's your challenge. I'm just telling you that when you whittle it down, he says yes.
Yeah, but I think that how he's saying he does it is accentuating the strengths and the weaknesses, not changing plays.
You ever adjust?
Not eliminating the hard plays and only giving them easy ones. It's putting your players in a position to succeed.
Okay, then whatever. Minimize.
Which I think Bill Belichick might be the best coach in football at.
Yeah, I don't think this is a Bill issue per se. I mean, it's partly a Bill issue. I think it's a McDaniels issue and a Brady issue.
Well, I mean, that could be too. And I think that this is largely a semantics argument, you know, the whole dumbing it down thing. Again, I understand Tony's point completely. I just feel like they need to figure out. And we were here last year, too. They need to figure out what they're best at and then accentuate that. A couple of quick things. What was it? The Baltimore game. It was all no huddle. This past game, no huddle. They come out this last game, the first drive. It's all Sony Michel running. Then it's no Sony Michel on the field, and it's all 11 personnel.
That's right.
What happened to, like, we're going to mix and match and change personnel and maybe change up? Bill O'Brien thought they were going to go no huddle at the start. Remember,
yeah.
Michelle Tafoya came out and said, I expect them to go no huddle. Bill O'Brien expects them to go no huddle. It seems like it's all or nothing. We're going to do this series, it's all run. This series, it's going to be all spread. Next series, we're going hurry up. Like, why can't we sort of mix and match some of the things we do and maybe try to get the defense off guard that way?
Okay, coming up next is our long commercial-free segment, over 20 minutes commercial-free. We will get back to your phones in the long commercial segment. Also, is there a chance there's still help on the way? Someone seems to think so out there for the Patriots receiving corps. And what did Brady say on the sidelines to his teammates? We got that audio as well. That's all coming your way next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
I guarantee you, something's going to happen within the next few weeks in the receiver department. They got to get this man some help because what I saw today was ridiculous.
What are they going to shop for? I mean, Randy Moss is on a different
receiver.
Network. But they've already done
receiver.
That. They said goodbye to AB. They said goodbye to Josh Gordon. Gronk isn't walking through that door. Okay, so
somebody trade.
That's no. That
well, we no. I'm sorry, that. Not trade. Something. Something's going to come through that door.
So, what do you think, Paulie? Paulie, you think Deion Sanders is onto something there?
I think you three should be ashamed of yourselves.
Content.
But playing that clip and expecting people to react to it.
I'm not ashamed.
Just, you know, it's just so blatant that he's just speaking out of his ass. It's unbelievable how little he believes. I mean, he sort of gives himself away
The trade?
The trade.
That's just looking a little tough to do.
The trade for someone. The trade deadline passed. Whatever. Like, clearly, he looks and he watches the Patriots offense. He's just like the rest of us. That's it. That's
I have no shame. That's all they got. No shame when it comes to content, Paul.
Besides the fact that I think we're all in agreement, the only way I think that they could substantially improve their weapons is Antonio Brown. Because anybody else they bring
Des
in
Bryant's
is in the,
not going to.
Anybody else is in the same spot Agreed. That the guys that you already have are.
100%. Okay. Antonio Brown's the only one that makes a difference.
And I want no part of that.
Or Gronkowski. Right. But
and even that can't happen. Anymore.
Oh, is that right? That's done.
November 30th. Passed.
Yeah, that said it's out.
So it's only Antonio Brown. Right. So nothing else is. I totally agree with that. I'm still. You know, call me crazy. I still think there were plays there to be made. And
I do think there are plays to be made, Mike. I just think that if you miss a play or two now. You're mired in, you know, three quarters of.
I understand, but I still think your defense.
You have to be perfect.
You don't have to be perfect if your defense plays the way we need it to play. So, in other words, if they don't allow 28, they just allowed 21 in that game or 20 or something like that, and you just make a few more plays on offense that were there to be made, you've got a ball game. I mean, that's sort of what I'm talking about. And again, we can blame Brady or we can blame the receivers, but Dorsett, there was. That end zone was open. So either Dorsett ran it wrong or Brady threw it wrong, but that play was there.
And I do think that the game may have looked different, you know, instead of 3-0 and it's 7-0. Because I think Houston runs off the field on that first drive and they're like, hey, we got a win down.
Yeah.
You know, we struggled on that possession, but ultimately we got off the field with a field goal and we're okay. You know, we're all right here. And if it was 7-0, you know, maybe because I think Houston. I'm not sure what the numbers are now, but I think they're 32nd in the league in red zone defense.
So I don't know if they'll get to this place, but all I'm telling you is if they do, I still think they have enough. And that doesn't mean that they're great personnel-wise, but they have enough to support that defense. Meanwhile, what did Brady say on the sidelines when he pitched his fit? Well, Patriots.com has released the end snippet of it, which is not the full snippet. We don't get, you know, they're not going to release anything to make him look bad. So let's just take whatever we get here with a grain of salt. But we'll play it for you. It's sort of hard to decipher. We'll tell you what he said. This is the thing where Brady came off the sideline and tossed his helmet and sort of in resignation and then turned to Edelman and Dorsett. And you see the wider angle. Sanu was sitting next there, too. Was Troy Brown on the bench? Was that Troy who was there?
I didn't see it, but, yeah, Troy's there.
Okay, so the kids are nowhere in sight. There's no kids in sight, so I still think Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry get to the sideline and run to the other side of the bench because Daddy's angry again. Daddy's home, and he's in a bad mood. And so the kids are still petrified of Tom Brady. It was just the veterans that were there. But here's what Tom Brady said at the very end of the snippet. Go ahead, Jimmy.
To me, that's on the receiver.
Go ahead. Here's
my fault.
Yeah, it's all right. Here's Brady.
Come on, let's go run this out. It ain't going to be easy. It's going to be all man. We're not going to be wide open.
Okay, that's simple as that. Let's grind this out.
That's on Myers, without question.
Let's grind it out. It ain't going to be easy. You ain't going to be wide open. It's all man. First of all, it wasn't all man. I just want to point this out. You know, Bedard's point yesterday, he's like, Brady was expecting Myers to squat in the zone. Well, wait a minute. Brady's just screaming at everybody on the bench that it's all man.
It was mostly man.
Okay, well, but, you know, all I'm saying is that it ain't that easy. You know, Brady doesn't see it exactly right every time either, and he just screamed at him, it's all man, and so Myers ran a route that would come against man coverage. Well, you were just screaming at me, Dad, about all man coverage, and so now you want me to squat in the zone? Okay, it was, but why'd you just scream at me about man coverage? That's just one little small aside. But it was, you know, grind it out, it ain't going to be easy, and I can be wide open, it's all man. And then Brady gives like a little thumbs up.
Hey, guys.
How'd it go, Jimmy? He's got his puppet up.
To me, that's on the receiver.
So what's your reaction to how he came off the field there and what we heard?
Yeah, I don't know exactly, you know, what was said, but that was more than just that, obviously. Yeah. And you know, listen, I've been saying this for weeks. He's clearly frustrated beyond belief.
Sure.
He can't get past, I mean, he's so used to playing at a high level. The frustration is about the offensive production. He's like you, Mike. He thinks there are plays to be made. He's frustrated they're not making them. Some of them are his fault. You know, and maybe he's not admitting that as much as, you know, maybe we would all like. Some of them it's his, but most of it is not.
Mostly it's not.
And I think that he is just to the point where he can't believe he can't get this offense to where it's almost like that 2009 clip with Bell. I can't get this offense to play the way I need it to play.
He doesn't believe in them. Again, that comment, when you really hear it out, like, it's going to be man. It's not going to be easy. He doesn't feel like they're fighting through it. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, certainly on the play that he had the conniption fit after the Myers thing, Myers did not, you know, fight through it and keep extending the play and sort of gave up on it. That is true. Right. Murray, yeah, Brady?
Yeah, everything that Paul said. I'm with Paul. I mean, bring that sunshine, Paul. I want to give it a hug. I
like Paul. Oh, we have a plushie. We didn't even see that.
Oh, he didn't see the sunshine plushie. God.
What do we got? Yeah, this is for me.
This is another visual. Why don't we just show us where
this is me?
This is the Paul Perillo plushie.
Don't blame it on Brady. It's not all Tom's fault. Leave Tom alone.
Yeah.
Leave Tom alone. How many titles do I have to win?
Let me give it a hug.
It's become a puppet show in here.
Now I was right in Foxborough.
Like, another day of private parts.
Oh, why did that make me laugh? All right, give me a minute on the Chiefs
so
here.
Stupid.
Give me a minute.
I am petrified of this game.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I do think this is another team. You know, I think the Patriots defense is very good. I don't care how well you play. Last year, the Patriots shut them out for a whole half and still gave up 31. I just think Kansas City might not be quite as lethal as they were last year. I think Mahomes is playing better than he was last year. I think he's playing smarter. I think he makes takes fewer risks with the ball. This is a team that can put a lot of stress on you, and I just worry that if they get off to a good start offensively, which they haven't done the last two times in Foxborough, this could be a tough one.
Can the Pats win 27-24?
Yeah, they would have to cause some turnovers to do that, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I don't see the Patriots getting to 27 on their own.
I think this is a huge week for defense.
The Chiefs run defense is bad. It's just flat out bad. I think it's 31, something like that.
It's dreadful.
Their secondary is not terrible. It's their middle of the pack statistically, and that's a team that has a lot of leads. So you're going to generate yards. That's not terrible. They have 12 picks, which isn't bad. 34 sacks, which is a pretty solid number. They can get after you a little bit. And some of that pressure comes from the interior, like Chris Jones from the interior, which is always what has sort of bothered Tom a little bit. The defense is not good. I'm not trying to paint a picture that this is like, you know, the 85 Bears. It's not. They can't stop the run. But if the Patriots continue to have problems running the ball consistently and they're in third and longs, that pass rush is going to be an issue for this offensive line.
Okay. So you got the Chiefs this week.
I'm leaning that way, yeah.
Okay. Paul, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. We'll hear from Paul next week. We have an hour to go. No commercials, just an update. Maz is going to reset that thought he just gave you there about the big week for the Patriots defense. We'll get back to Tom Brady's impending retirement and departure from the New England Patriots. Tom Curran's column on NBC Sports Boston and your calls, of course. Don't go anywhere. Just a quick update here. No commercials.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL.
Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.